Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Appreciate your time with us. You know, I like to refer to this as my, as our session sanity. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You don't become part of the solution by yelling at the radio. You've got to get involved. You've got to be engaged, and you've got to get involved. Anyway, I always appreciate the time. I'm totally surprised. I went looking for the president's speech. And the first one that came up was ABC News, which I'm just amazed at. I'm surprised they even carried it. I heard that CNN kept cutting to special bulletins and or special breaks or commercials or what have you. And the thing I thought was really funny was if you go over to Fox, right? So you had the president's speech with the Senate in the background. When you went over to CNN, they had the Senate in the foreground with the president's speech in the background. Here's the thing. All you got to do is play yesterday's CNN broadcast, and you'll hear everything they were saying today. The Democrats are stuck. They're stuck on a mantra. They truly believe if they say it enough, people will believe it. Well, guess what? They're wrong. It's that simple. Anyway, the March for Life, right, has picked up a boatload of evangelical support, which is kind of crazy. It should always have evangelical support. If God isn't for anything, he's at least for life. I guarantee you that. Okay? And Trump becomes the first president to attend. I'm making a big deal out of this because, look, I appreciate Ronald Reagan and George W., but here's the deal. They didn't go. They could have gone. They could have gotten their car and drove down the street. Trump went, said he was going to go, and he went. And not only did he go, but he spoke there as well. I may play his speech later on. I may not. I don't know. I'm decided yet. But, and many of you are mad that the Planned Parenthood's budget hasn't been cut. Well, it has been cut. But not to the level we'd like it at. But you know what? I'm in government. I know what it takes. It's like running through molasses in the wintertime. It is slow going and irritating as heck. The president has cut over $60 million from Planned Parenthood. He's also cut tax dollars from funding abortions overseas. We don't pay for abortions overseas anymore. On top of that, right, you can allow states, to defund certain funds that go to Planned Parenthood in those states. And if you think about it, I'm not talking 51%. The majority of the judges that he has appointed are all pro-life judges. And notice we say pro-life, because that's really, honestly, what it is. Pro-life judges. And the reason I know that he's doing a good job with the judges, especially, is because being in the media, I keep getting these emails from NARAL. Now, NARAL, in my mind, is the militant arm of Planned Parenthood. Right? They're out there pounding pavement. They're out there pushing legislation. And they are calling his judicial picks among the worst ever of any president. Which shows you the difference big time between the two sides, right? So when you work through this, if they're that irritated, then I'm that happy. How do you like that? But the evangelicals were a big part of today's March for Life. Now, the march has seen massive growth in evangelical attendance since it was first organized the year after Roe versus Wade ruling in 1933. You know what's really funny about this? To show you how the left just totally disregards the law. They don't care. When the ruling came down, third trimester abortions were almost impossible to get. Because the Supreme Court said it only if the life of the mother was in danger. Now, many doctors may be willing to lie about it in today's day and age, but they don't want that anymore. They want abortion on demand anywhere, free and without apology. That was not what this was meant to be. We have lost over 60 million human lives since this came into being. We didn't have the science then that we have now. We can prove that they're real human beings. And because we don't want to tee off a bunch of women, we don't say anything. We don't push back. And I hate to say this because I'm one of those guys who believes that in God's eyes, sin is sin is sin. You know, you miss the mark, you miss the mark. It doesn't matter whether you kill somebody or you're stealing. In God's eyes, it's all the same. You're doing something wrong. But I look at this and I go, I can't wait till the Catholic leaders, Christian leaders, leaders in these religious groups who could be speaking out against this and don't, I want to see them explain that to God. I really do. I'm not trying to make this a preachy segment, but here's the deal. The Bible says that God has a plan for every life. He says he knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and he has a plan for your life. So if he knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and you have a plan, who are you to stop that plan? God has no accidents. There are no mistakes. But you talk about a group of people full of themselves, willing to take the life of a baby. They can't fight back. And apparently there's a whole bunch of cowards in the Christian community that won't fight back. Yeah, you heard me. Cowards in the Christian community. There's a lot of them. Well, brother, I don't want to get anybody mad. God will judge that, not me. He's going to judge you for not stepping up and doing what he told you to do. Jesus told you to bring the little people to him, right? And make sure no harm came to them. What, are you going to bring them in pieces? Seriously? I mean, think about this. And don't think about it from a politically correct, touchy, feel-good scenario, because it's not, and it shouldn't be. You got me wound up. Danny Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Real Side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I know why you guys tune in. Seriously. On Fridays, there's only one person you want to hear. We all know who that is. All right, it's that time of week that you guys all wait for, and I love what he's on, too. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Help me kick off the party for the weekend, I guess. There is a party, right? Because if there's a party, if there's no party, we can stop right now.
Where's the beer? That's what I want to know.
No. That's beneath us. We need to do a little better than that. I bought a box of port for us. Anyway.
Yeah.
The cheaper, the better. All right. We were joking before I started. I said, Piers Morgan has seemed to step up tremendously on a lot of things, not just Trump. But when he was with CNN here,
And we all very much disliked him. I don't want to say hate him. That's a pretty tough word. But I really did dislike him a lot. He seemed to fight the right just because. And now he seems to have moved over or moved into right territory. He got he caught a lot of crap because somebody was on the show and they were talking about the different genders. And they came up with almost 100 different genders. And Piers decided there isn't 100 different genders. And he made light of it. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, they're calling for him to, and we've seen this before. You and I have actually even talked about this kind of thing before. They come after him. They signed a petition. They want him to lose his job. Is this how that, and it's not the left as a whole. It truly is the LGBTQ community that comes after you like this. When he wasn't putting them down, he was just saying, there's only two genders, people.
I think a part of the problem is that the media, especially in the United Kingdom, is very liberal. And so if you say anything that's outside of the realms of that, even if that's what you really feel, because I don't think that Piers Morgan is the kind of person that says things to, court controversy. I think he actually says these things because he really believes them. And I don't agree with a lot of what Piers Morgan has to say. But obviously I agree with him on this. And while we're pandering to this liberal ideology of there being, even on Facebook, there are 100 different genders. I mean, we've laughed about it before that, if I associate as a unicorn, I can identify as a unicorn on Facebook, but it's just become that ridiculous. You know, we know that scientifically there are only two genders, like male and female. So anything above that is pandering to liberal ideology, surely.
I agree with you. Look, he said he was responding to some kind of movie or a documentary that he saw, and the documentary was referencing you ready for this one? A lesbian penguin couple that were raising their baby gender neutral. And I look at it. I'm just going to make fun of this. Really? Did they fill out a form? Did the penguin sit down and talk to some counselor and said, this is what they're going to do? How do they know? See the reach here? Or am I just being too hard?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of think quite often in nature, animal behavior is interpreted as homosexuality. Because, quite often in nature, like two animals of the same species will take over the care of an offspring or more than one offspring. Or, like for instance, if a male lion
right.
is kind of impregnating 20 different females, the females will all look after all of those cubs, regardless right. of who they belong to because of who the father is. But that's not lesbianism. That's just how animals act.
I'm thinking for some guys, for some guys, that's really cool how, the male gets all them females and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some of those guys would love that. And he lies around with the lion. If you look, he doesn't do much work. They do all the
no.
work. Yeah. That's,
no.
See, that's the kingdom. That's right there for some guys.
It sure is, but it doesn't make it lesbianism, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You know?
Unless you're a scientist that's on that side of the aisle. I have no idea. I don't know where they get this stuff. I think it's grant money. Just nuts. But you're right. You're exactly right. I mean, they look at this stuff, they come up with their own conclusions, and I notice the conclusions start to shift and move towards the direction of whatever the environment is, if you would. One of the other stories that I sent you I thought was, again, just this craziness that's going on in the world today. One of the colleges, the University of North Carolina, has ditched a women's studies program. Now, I'm not against that. I think that's a great idea. Not to ditch it, but to have a women's studies program. But this one in particular, they decided to ditch it to change things for a new gender type of studies. So I'm saying, why? Leave it alone. You can have a female gender study, what women have gone through over the years, over the decades, would be great programs to learn about. Same thing about what blacks have gone through over the years, Irish, Germans, and so forth, coming to this country. But that's all taboo now. It's craziness, don't you think?
I do. And what's happening in a lot of these liberal schools and colleges is that they're turning this into an opportunity to politicize. I mean, all power to women, all power to black people. But don't kind of teach it in standalone mode. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do. And it's almost like they're lording over you. So if you do not accept what they're teaching, if you do not believe in what they're teaching, it's like the 100 genders, and then you're backwards, okay? You're uneducated, you're ignorant, you're a hater. Whatever words they can think of throwing at you, which frankly, has never been like that in any kind of environment. You know, if you didn't understand, you didn't know, you didn't agree, so be it. You moved on, you went on to the next thing. But man, it's just not there anymore. It's not like that anymore. Very scary.
I mean, I always talk about the liberalization of the planet, and that is what is happening. And the scary thing is that we're allowing it to happen. You know, that's why we have the impeachment proceedings in the United States, because we've allowed liberals to turn everything into an offense. Oh, you're looking into my criminality. I'm offended by that. You shouldn't be doing that.
I always get it. I'm laughing because the more and more stories I read about this stuff, it's like, and you are right about the left, the Dems being offended by pretty much everything. Listen, we're going to stop calling it black coffee, too, because that's offensive to some. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We're kicking the party off. I don't know where it is, but we're going to find one. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, just don't bring me any booze, because you really don't want me drinking and talking on the radio. It could be very dangerous. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with you. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. I also want your email address. Give me your email address. We don't sell addresses here, but I send out an email once a week. Once a week. This shouldn't be too tough for you. If you really don't like it and you really don't want it, just unsubscribe. But give us a chance. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Chicago woman has officially become the second U.S. patient diagnosed with the dangerous new virus from China. The woman in her 60s returned from China without showing signs of illness, but later called her doctor to report feeling sick. Chicago's public health commissioner said the patient is doing well and remains hospitalized for infection control. Earlier this week, a man in his 30s in Seattle, Washington, became the first U.S. patient also diagnosed after returning from a trip to the outbreak's center in central China. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expecting more Americans to be diagnosed with the newly discovered virus in the next few days, as the number of confirmed cases worldwide has topped 850. The virus can cause fever, coughing, wheezing, and pneumonia. It's a member of the coronavirus family that's a close cousin to the deadly SARS and MERS viruses that have caused outbreaks in the past. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
You're back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. We listen to bring him back. I know he's really who you're here for. It isn't me. Okay, we're back at it again. Xander Gibbs still with us. Always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Where we, you know, the thing I love about the weekend stories, I like kicking off with all the, like, I don't want to call them off color, but odd stories of the weekend, odd stories of the week, really, that nobody else is really talking about. And it's not because they don't mean anything. It's because people, you know, they don't want to bring them up in a controversial way because they don't want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. So, how you doing, Xander? Everything good?
I am wonderful, thank you.
And do you mind if I tell people that you've had a massive weight loss, which I think is wonderful and great? You're feeling better, you're sounding better, you're looking better, correct?
Absolutely. It's not like I can hide it.
Oh, God. Hey, I want to tell you, too, though, somebody sent me a note and said, you know, they might have found Sasquatch with new technology. I'm thinking, no. Probably one of my Italian relatives who haven't shaved in a while. I don't know what the problem is here. This is big news on
CNN. She lives in Chappaqua,
doesn't she? This is big news on CNN. I guess they're getting desperate now. Anyway, hey, Fredo stuck his foot in his mouth again. I just love this. See, he rips into Trumpers for attacking Greta Thunberg because she's a kid. All right? Now, we already know that CNN, they've ripped on Barron Trump, right? They've ripped on that young man, and they're having to pay that young man, Sandman, a whole bunch of money for what they did to him as well.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah. And yet Cuomo is having, you know, he's having a field day about how mean Republicans are because they're going after Greta. And I don't know if you saw the clip, I should have sent it to you, where she had to give a speech or was asked a question without a teleprompter, without notes or anything. She had no clue as to what this reporter was talking about when it came to the basics of the environment. So I think she's a shill. I think she's been put up. I do not believe that what she is screaming and preaching is from the heart at all.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. And the thing is, for me, you know, I agree, children should not be attacked, but that means whether they're liberal or conservative.
Right.
But if you're actually putting kids up there as shills to be a front for the so-called, you know, climate change BS, then if they can't hack it, then don't put them up there.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You know, because ultimately what the left are doing is they're saying, oh, don't attack our children. You know, the thing is that I would, you know, as an adult, I would never dare go onto a show to talk about any subject that I didn't have, you know, direct knowledge or an opinion about, or I couldn't hold my own. And so they should not be having this kid riding around on trains around the planet to talk about things that she has no direct knowledge of.
Yeah, and you know, and why does the left have to lie to push their point? You know, you talked about her. You brought back something in my memory, but you talk about her riding around on trains. Remember, she said the trains were so crowded with people, she had to sit on the floor, and they took a picture of her on the floor with a bunch of people around her. The train company was so offended by it that they spoke up and they said, "Not quite. We gave her a suite. She had her own little suite on the train as she went around." So, it, again, I go back to one of the chapters of my book. Why do they have to lie to win? I mean, if your product is good, if you're right, if you're so righteous, these are not things that you have to lie about, right?
Exactly. Exactly. If what you're trying to put out there is right and correct, it really doesn't matter. But let's face it, the left has absolutely nothing of substance, no policies, no proof, no chance of winning in 2020. So all they have is lies and attack. And the concern is that some people are silly enough to believe that.
Yeah, and Cuomo, who, you know, you and I joke about calling him Fredo, Cuomo goes on to attack. He went on to attack Sandman, the young Catholic boy, relentlessly for days. And this was a young kid. He did absolutely nothing wrong. He wasn't yelling or making faces at the the Native American fella. But again, they took that to town. They took it to town. And I agree with you. You know, kids, we shouldn't be attacking kids. If these kids, like that young man, Sam, and he was there truly, I don't think he was there for the protest. I think he was there supporting the March for Life or something like that. I don't remember. It was a little over a year ago. But he was there. He was informed. He knew what he was talking about. That's coming from the heart. That's not somebody that was put up to do that. That's the stuff that bothers me. Like, what was it? The Women's March. I don't know. Did you see any clips from the Women's March this past weekend?
No, I tend not to spend my time looking at ridiculous things.
Well,
you know, grown women were walking around with. Well, I'm not even going to go there. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. And I think that, what is their message? They don't even have a message over and above hating Donald Trump, do they?
Well, the two things, the only two mantras they had is that Trump had to go. So really, truly, it was a hate Trump march. And the second mantra they had was that abortion was supposed to be on demand anytime without apology. And which was never what the Supreme Court said, but that's beside the point. When the pro-life women tried to join the march, they were not physically attacked, but they were verbally attacked. I'd go, wait a minute. If it's a woman's march, shouldn't any woman be welcome? I'm just guessing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But as a so-called member of the LGBT community, if I went to one of their meetings, I would be kicked out because I'm a conservative. My views are not acceptable because I happen to be a conservative. And if a conservative woman went along to that and tried to express her views, they would probably attack her.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we heard some of the verbiage. You know, one of the things that really concerns me is I see these young kids at these events. And I'm just going to be blunt about it. First of all, the signs that they're holding, they could never spell to begin with. So that's kind of weird that you got these little, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that are walking in these parades just walking in the protest. Now, I'm okay with you teaching your kids to protest, you know, properly and not be mean or anything like that or not be violent. That's cool. That's great. But when you start teaching these kids to swear at reporters, you know, they had a bunch of young, and when I say young girls, I'm not talking teenagers, I'm talking 9 and 10 year olds. They're sitting there, and they're chanting F Trump. Reporter comes up, asks him a question. They told him to go F himself. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened to us as a society? I mean, seriously, what happened to us at the basics of a society that we're teaching kids to be vulgar and nasty as an okay thing to do?
I really don't know, but I think whatever happened, happened to the left. And it's kind of concerning. You know, I was on social media the other day responding to Boris Johnson, and some black lady who'd been involved in the Big Brother show said clearly I was a racist, and I was like, for what? For supporting Boris Johnson? And she said, yes, quite, because he was racist to me. I said, well, that's terrible. Give me an example. She went, no, shut up. I don't have to give an example. I just have to assert it. So in 2020 now, all we have to do is to assert that somebody has been discriminatory against us in order for it to be true. So, you know, consequently, she blocked me and moved on. But it's alarming because people in public office, people in public life, when you say these things about people, they don't go away.
Right.
And it's about the liberalizing of people. I'm all for protest, and I think, you know, politicians do say some silly things, and they should be brought to task. But, you know, one of the things that she said that he said was that he'd said Muslim women look like postboxes, you know, with that slit. and it was... that was not racist, because Islam is not a race. Islam is a religion. It was made... I thought it was funny. I'm sorry, I have to say that.
I just giggled. I thought it was funny, too.
Yeah, but ultimately, it's not racist. It's not racist terminology. You know, you're an Italian. People say things about Italians all the time, but you wouldn't say they're being racist.
No. Not at all. No. No, we've got... I'm not going to say we, because I don't think like that. They have gotten way too sensitive. I think they use it more for a tool. I don't really think that they're offended. Hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to talk to Xander about service animals on planes. Is there a limit? I mean, should I be able to bring my horse? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yeah, you know, you can. The airlines, I'm so glad to hear this. Some of you didn't know about this. I guess I should wait. I'm just going to wait. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, write it down if you want to call. More than happy to entertain you if you would. Otherwise, during the break, head up to the website, therealside.com. I want your email address. If not, then sign up for text alerts. TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, hey, not a mambo, mambo.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know, the man you all came for. You might as well hear him now.
We're back at it. Xander Gibb joins us again, and I'm just having so much fun with him today. Before we kick the weekend off. You know, I love animals. Xander, you love animals, don't you?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
I prefer them, you know. I won't say it'll be nice. Anyway.
prefer them grilled rather than fried.
Yeah, you got it right. I just didn't want Peter to send me a whole bunch of letters, you know.
Peter who?
Okay, don't start with me. Recently there was a story in the news about a woman that brought with little mini ponies or whatever they're called, miniature horses or what have you, real live miniature horse on a plane as a comfort animal, and the plane allowed her to do it. Well, you know what? There was so much that went back and forth. The U.S. Department of Transportation finally stepped up and said, "Okay, enough of this craziness." We're gonna define these things as, you know, dogs only or what have you, so that and the dog has to go through a certain kind of training, as do other service animals, if you would. And that comfort animals, no, we're not going to use that as a blanket to catch all. So they're going to do it again. And people, some people are up in arms that, you know, they buy a ticket, they should be allowed to get on the plane with anything they want to help make their flight better. Well, look, if you're afraid of flying.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
That's just another gender type. We'll talk about that later. But if you're afraid of flying, maybe you just need to go get some help. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I mean that sincerely. Maybe you just need to go get some help. Bringing a toy miniature horse on the plane, I don't want it on there either.
Aren't there limitations? You know, because organizations are required to make reasonable adjustments. But how reasonable is it to bring your, you know, okay, I have a helper rhinoceros. I've got to bring that on the plane with me. How is that any different? You know, I'm a disabled person. You know, when I travel by plane, usually they'll take me to the seat in my wheelchair. I'll have to get out of my wheelchair and get in the, because you can't fly unsecured. Then I'll have to get in the seat, and then they'll take my wheelchair away. But they'll keep that on the plane in case I need to go to the bathroom. But I couldn't say, I want to bring my car on, because my car is adapted, and, you know, I should be able to be home. That's different. But there have to be limitations, or it gets ridiculous. Because this, the key word that is with all of this, with any kind of adjustment, is the word reasonable.
Yep.
Is it reasonable to take a horse on the plane with you? So, I can't believe we've been having this conversation, Joe.
But it's real.
In 2020, why are we talking about the rights of people with disabilities to bring their toy?
What if it was my comfort python? You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, all right, so I got to ask you, what is all the buzz in Britain with the, is it deprinched? Is he defrocked? I mean, there's a term for that, isn't there, right?
The Windsor formerly known as Prince now, because the Markle's lost its sparkle, and Yoko Windsor has left the building. I think it's been left up in the air. I think he will still be Prince, but he won't be HRH because he's not doing the royal duties.
Right.
But there is kind of this controversy about whether he should be able to still be funded. A lot of people are saying, oh, he should still be funded for security because he's still a royal member of the royal family and he's at risk. But you can't say, I'm leaving the royal family, but I still want to be supported financially and have my security paid for. Let Canada pay for it. You know, little what's his name, Fruity Trudeau, he's happy enough to let them live there. And, you know, he's even going to give him citizenship. I mean, what does that say about the millions of people that want to emigrate to Canada legally every year, and they have to wait? But, you know, if you're the son of royalty, you get to Canadian citizenship right away. How is that acceptable?
Well, Trudeau must be giddy, like, you know, a little girl that got a new set of Barbie dolls or something. I don't know. But, I mean, he must be so excited. He was giddy over the Queen when she went there, remember?
Well, you like meeting your own kind. That's all I can say.
I'm not going there. I get enough trouble. I don't need your help with all of that. But, hey, so, you know, we see, I know the British press is tough. You know, they're brutal at times. And everything that's been written about Markle, she really comes off as, you know, a pretty nasty human being, especially towards others, and doesn't like all the attention that Harry was getting over her. You think any of that's true?
I think a lot of it is true. I think the thing that concerned me the most is that she courted the press, and she started having she started having kind of like tete-a-tetes and one-to-one with them because she thought she was Princess Diana. But the thing is that, you know, she's not Princess Diana, and as well as that, she started making commentary about other people. Now, when you're a civic dignitary, when you're a member of the royal family, you should not be making comments about political leaders. We don't want to know what she thinks about Donald Trump because it's not relevant. It really is not relevant. So when you start trashing people, and when you start accusing the royal family of being racist, then you get the British people's backs up. And I find it very hard to be sympathetic towards you. I can think that maybe the media have been a little bit racist towards her, but definitely not the royal family.
Yeah, and again, we read this stuff, we don't really know what's going on, but I can see a Hollywood type like her. I saw a bunch of little clips when her and Harry would go about into the crowd and, you know, talk to people and do things, or they were with other dignitaries, where she looked visibly irritated that he was getting so much attention. I can't think of anything else. She didn't look confused, like she didn't understand what they were talking about. She really had that look on her face, like, what about me? How come you're not paying attention to me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you and I lived in the United States at the same time that her TV show was on, and she was never really a big deal anyway, was she?
No.
She wasn't like a Hollywood A-lister.
Right.
But she's been sold as such, like she thought she was Grace Kelly. But she was little more than an extra, really, in that show. She only had, like, a bit part. It wasn't like she was one of the main protagonists in the show.
Right.
So I think she sold herself as something she wasn't, and when she's been called out on it, she doesn't like it. But having said that, I don't like the way she's been treated, even though she deserves it. She should have just took some time out of the spotlight with Harry, and then come back and just remain dignified and said nothing else, because she brought it on herself.
Yeah, and they all feel, those Hollywood types, I won't say all, because a friend of mine used to tell me I can't broad brush, but the majority of them feel like they're holier than thou anyhow, you know, and because they have money, because you see them on TV, they're a lot better than you are. And that's always bothered me about the Hollywood crowd, how they're better than you because, you know, they went from waitress to having a show where they play somebody else and not even themselves, and they might get like $5,000 an episode. So I don't know. For me, I don't have a lot of respect for the Hollywood types, even from the start. So that's my kind of point of view. Hey, all right, let's get away from the Brits for a minute here, and let's go into some real serious stuff that's going on here in America, which is the impeachment process.
Is it food related? No.
No. Kind of, though. I heard that the Senate can't bring food or anything else into the chambers. And that they can only drink milk and or water, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Must go way back when.
When I said food-related, I was thinking vegetables and more like Hunter Biden.
My God. Are you calling him a vegetable?
Of course I am. the guy is a complete idiot. And if Joe Biden thinks anybody is fooled by the fact that he's covering for his son, Paul Pelosi, and Junior, whatever his name is, I don't even know what what's the other guy whose son was in the Ukraine? I don't even, you know, he's so insignificant, I don't even know what his son's name is. If he thinks we're buying the fact that he's covering this up, then, you know.
Yeah.
But an even bigger question, Joe, is why is Bill Barr not issuing indictments against people? Why is he sitting on his butt and doing absolutely nothing while all of this goes on? You see, the problem with this administration, Joe, is they are too nice, and they wait until it's too late to actually issue indictments. You know, Hillary should be in jail by now. She should have been indicted on day one. There should have been a special prosecutor appointed, but that didn't happen. You know, I support Donald Trump 200%. You know, I know you listen, Mr. President, but you got to get a bit tougher with these people.
Yeah, I am with you. But I look at the people around him, some of the people still working for him that are still anti-Trumpers or non-Trumpers or whatever, and he still keeps them around. But you know what? I don't flow with that crowd, so I don't get it. Someday maybe. Hey, listen, we only got about 30 seconds left. Where do people find you, and how can they listen to your show?
XanderGibb.com. The show is Fridays, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the U.K.,
right? Doesn't get any easier. And, you know, the thing I hate about guys like him is that he makes it too easy for you. XanderGibb.com, right? Can't find anything of mine at JoeMessina.com because I couldn't get JoeMessina.com. Anyway, Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander, thanks. Be safe for the weekend. We got a lot coming up after the break. I mean, seriously, I've got a smorgasbord of crazy stories for you. So don't go far. You listen to the Real Side.
If your station doesn't carry the show for the next hour, call them and ask them why. I want to know why, and then let me know. We'll be back in a few minutes.